everybody. How y'all feeling today? Hopefully on Instagram land, y'all did not let my ratchetness make you leave before the video. I hope that didn't happen. But yes, what is going on? How you guys feeling on a Sunday? I popped back in because I said I was going to pop back in. And that's how I roll. I'm trying to keep my word. And I swear my word get me into some situations sometimes because, you know, you be the only person showing up sometimes. Like, but I said I was going to do it, though. I said I was going to do it. So, hey, what's good? How is everybody feeling? Today is not Marketing Monday. I told myself I was going to go live for 30 days. I don't even know why I did that. So now I'm trying to keep my word. So what's up? Let's talk. Let's talk business. Let's talk marketing. Let's talk time management. Let's talk planning. Let's talk. What's up? How y'all feeling today? Today is Sunday. I know you probably over somewhere eating a roast or something good, some vegan cauliflower buffalo wings or something. Hopefully you eating something good. I made lentil soup yesterday. Those of you who joined me live yesterday saw that I burnt my cornbread, but it wasn't like really burnt. It was just a little bit crunchy. But I know it's TMI. That has absolutely nothing to do with anything. So yes, what's good, everybody? My name is Christine Elkins Thomas, founder of Digital Marketing Mogul. I help business owners, bosses, and coaches find marketing strategies. I am a marketing success strategist, which means I help people get their life together. So, yes, been in business for about 4 years, helping entrepreneurs behind the scenes with web design, brand strategy, and now I am offering webinars and information-based content to help people get their business life together. So, if you haven't done so already, I want to invite you to come to the webinar, From Passion to Profit. We're going to teach you how to turn your vision into a tangible plan that you can follow throughout the year in order to reach your success goals. You really want to sign up for that. There is a link in my bio, and I do believe that I shared something today on my Instagram page. So, Instagram is at Digital Marketing Mogul. Facebook is Digital Marketing Mogul, all capital. You can go to either page and either follow the link or click on the link above. Again, thank you so much for being with us. That's our housekeeping for today. And today we're going to go right into content. So if you want to grab your pen and paper, you can go right on ahead. Today we're talking about how to reclaim your time in 2018. So this is going to be brief. We've been touching on time management the whole last little piece of quarter for December. We're like a day away from the first quarter. So if you're not already prepared for it, do not worry. I'm doing a webinar on how to plan your vision out. And I'm also, I don't want to say anything because I think that integrity is big and I have plans in my heart and my mind, but I don't want to say it too soon because then I'm the type of person that's actually going to go for it and try to keep it going and try to be a person of my word, right? So, yes, how is everybody doing today? I'm about to get right into content. How to reclaim your time in 2019. So I'm sure one of the biggest moments of 2018 was when the senator, I don't know if senator or congresswoman said that she was reclaiming her time because she asked somebody a question and then they proceeded to waste her time and she was just not on it. And so she began to reclaim her time, right? So in the spirit of learning how to not procrastinate and planning and getting our lives together, I thought it'd be a good subject to talk about how to reclaim your time for 2019. Because let's face it, the end of the year is a time for introspection. People look at the year to see what it did for them, what it didn't do for them, what they did wrong, what they could have did right, things like that. So I just want to talk about how to reclaim your time in 2019 because it's relevant. Most likely, I might come back tomorrow and share this and upload it as a podcast. If nothing else, upload it as a podcast because this is going to be some really, really good content for you guys. Because like I was saying, a lot of times we do introspection and then we feel like, you know, for whatever reason, we haven't reached where the goals that we're trying to reach or we haven't gotten to a certain place in our businesses that we're trying to get to. So reclaiming our time, don't worry. You don't have to beat yourself up. We got some tools. We got some strategies to help you reclaim your time, right? And so, shameless plug, one way to reclaim your time is to plan ahead because proper planning prevents a poor performance. Aha! Shout out to Coach Stormy. So, yes, how to reclaim your time in 2019, all right? So, you know, time is, it should be respected, right? So time is something that she knows. Tom knows. I love to refer to things as he and she that are not really people for some reason. So those of you who know me, if you hang around long enough, I'm going to call things verbs sometimes. Like, yeah, I don't know. Or I'll call verbs people or whatever. But Tom knows, right, whether or not you respect her. Okay, so she's kind of like Birdman in a way, because she is going to make you put some respect on her name. Okay, so if you are constantly wasting time, constantly procrastinating, constantly laying around, constantly making excuses, constantly avoiding things, constantly coming up with these stories in your head of why this didn't work and why that didn't work and why you can't do this and why you can't do that, and you've already mapped out whatever it is in your mind ahead of time, then yeah, Tom knows. She knows who's taking her serious and who's not taking her serious. And it's so funny because my husband and I are opposite. Like, he respects Tom. Like, he, if we have somewhere to go, something to do, somewhere to be, like, my mother came up here. I'm from Houston, Texas. So my mother came up here and she, like, was with us and everything. And she was just so, like, everybody who comes over here is aware of it. I guess I don't pay attention to it because we're so opposite. Like, I am slow start. Well, that's my narrative now. I want to change that and say I start on time at everything I do. But right now, as for the most part, like, I just, like, milk it. Like, I take my time to do everything, right? And my husband's the opposite. He's, like, he's on it. Like, every single day, hey, 5 minutes, we gotta go. Hey, 15 minutes, we gotta go. We gotta go out the door. We gotta be there. And rushing and even leaving me. And before, it didn't really matter as much until my other car broke down. But after my car broke down and we were down to one car, it's like I have to get my life together because he is, bro, man, gonna be on time, right? So I said all that to say that time is not a respecter of persons, right? But she needs respect in order for her to work for you, with you, for your good. So I'm going to give some tips, and content is about to begin. So if you want to grab a pen and paper, go ahead and do so. Yeah, so the first thing we can do in order to reclaim our time in 2018, reclaiming your time, being able to manage your time is imperative, especially if you're a high performance individual who has multiple things going on, especially if you are a multi-level preneur. You don't have time to waste, and so we're going to try to get you together. So the first thing that you can do in order to reclaim your time in 2019 is show up early, right? So once we begin to put actions in place to show time that we respect her, things like showing up earlier, getting prepared, laying your stuff out the day before, having a plan, having a strategic plan, setting out your goals in blocks of time so that you can achieve that which you need to achieve, then you'll be able to see better results, right? So once you put some respect on Mother Time's name, she will begin to show you respect, and you'll actually be in a position of power. And instead of trying to play catch up, you'll be in a position to actually execute, to show up and execute, right? So the first thing is to show up earlier. Show time that you're not playing. Show time that, hey, I'm ready for this day. Because I think a lot of times when people do not meet their goals, when they're not on time, when they don't respect time, and they end up in these situations, it's like there's a certain level of regret that comes with that, because it's like, I'm not achieving my goals, I'm not getting where I want to be. But when it comes to time, are we managing our time properly in order to get there? Are we putting in the work? Are we, because the hours are there, right? So they're going to be 24 hours in a day no matter what. So, you know, if you got somewhere to be, you might as well show up earlier. I mean, nobody want to get to where they're going and be like all half put together. That ain't gonna work. So the second thing you can do in order to reclaim your time for 2019, and it doesn't have to be just like a physical appointment. It doesn't just have to be, oh, I'm showing up and I'm going to work at this time. It could be for things online too. Like if you're doing a webinar, if you're doing, you know, a live video, maybe show up 15 minutes beforehand so you can get your content ready. If you are doing like a workshop or something for your business, just show up earlier. And then when you develop that habit of showing up earlier, it's going to show up in other areas of your life. The second thing you can do is write it down. Write down things, like especially when you are trying to manage your social media, you're coming up with ideas for your content, keep a pen and paper, keep something around so you can write your ideas down, because then that's going to save you time in the long run. Because if you get ideas, you can jot them down so that later on you don't have to like scramble, like, what am I going to put on my content when you're designing your stuff for social media or whatever, like quotes and stuff like that. You're not going to struggle as much if you have something tangible to write it down. Like, again, for me, somebody like me, I handle a lot of different things. So me having pen and paper is important because information is flying at all times. In order for me to show up 100% at my best, I have to write things down. The third one is something that I believe in solely. It's keeping your word, right? So if you say you're going to do something, and I believe it has something to do with integrity. If you say you're going to do something as a business owner, if you say you're going to do something as a CEO, if you say you're going to deliver, right? It's a respect of time, because nobody wants to buy like a product and they have to wait 2 or 3 months to get the product. And nobody wants to, I mean, the next time they want something, they're not going to come to you necessarily, because they don't want to have to, they know that they're going to have to wait like 2 years just to get their merchandise. So they might as well just go somewhere else. I think that these are principles. When we respect time, when we keep our word, it not only helps us have integrity and walk in integrity, it also makes us feel better. That's less time you have to spend beating yourself up because you said you were going to do something and didn't do it. For me, integrity is everything. When I say I'm going to do something, I show up regardless as to who's showing up and who's not showing up, just because it's important to keep your word. It's important you keep your word, right? So showing up, keeping your word, not signing up for things and then flaking on people, right? Because then that's like, we're not respecting our time. Then it's like, you're not respecting somebody else's time. And then that's when it's like goes into your reputation. And that's why it's so important to keep your word, because your word is everything, right? And so in order to prevent not being able to keep our word, that's where the preparation and the planning comes in, especially when it comes to having businesses online, selling things like digital products and downloads. That's when the automation comes in. Now, some people argue that, hey, you know, don't automate too soon because you might not need automation at this moment. I believe it's better to be safe than sorry. So if you are in a position in your business where you have a little bit of downtime, it's better to automate while you can, so that when you get that stream and that flow coming in, you already know the system. You've already worked out the kinker bugs. You already know, like, okay, when they're coming by this course, they're going to go through this stream. It's going to flow like that. It's going to automatically upload. Like, I wouldn't want to get like 500 orders coming in and not be prepared for it, right? So I think it's good to have your systems in place prior, so that when your flood comes in, it's like, okay, I'm ready. And you're not playing around. Because one thing I do not do is play with people's money, okay? Because those are my pet peeves. You waste my time, you waste my money, or if you lie, we're going to have a problem. So that's just how I'm set up. So I don't know how you set up, but one thing I do not do, I don't play with people's time. I don't play with people's money. And I try to keep my word, because I don't like liars. And yeah, so I'm not going to go into all of that, right? So the next thing that we could do in order to reclaim our time, and I know a lot of y'all are not going to like this next one, turn the internet off, okay? Unless you just absolutely have to be on the internet 24/7 in order to run your business, which 9 times out of 10 you don't. There are things that you can do in your business without being on the internet, unless you're doing a live webinar. If you are doing some type of event, you could just get some ads. Like, you don't have to like spend the night online if you don't want to. You don't have to camp out with a tent at 3 a.m. in the morning with snacks and a bonfire making s'mores sitting outside the building on the internet, like, if you don't want to. You don't have to do that. Like, there are things you can do to promote your brand in your sleep. The things you can do to promote your current class or your current group training or whatever it is that you're doing, there are things that you can do in order to handle that thing in your sleep. So, you know, get with somebody to get a good strategy under your belt, to get your funnels right, to get your whole situation right when going out there. And then you won't have to like camp out on the internet 24/7. Turning the internet off will give you the ability to clear your mind, get out of the fog of everything and keeping up with the Joneses and everything else like that. It'll give you time to focus on the task at hand. So yesterday, those of you who came and checked out the live video, we talked about high value activities, right? So when you turn the internet off, you will have the ability to focus on your high value activities. So whether that's working on your book, whether that's designing your program for your group training, whether that is making your products, like you have tangible products, making your products. If you're ordering your products and you're working on your website and syncing everything, that's different. And even if that is considered to be a high value activity for you, you can always lock out a block of time. But it's good to turn off the internet so that you can reclaim your time, because it's like sometimes when you log on, you mean to do one thing, but you end up doing something else. So just turn it off, right? All right, so the next thing we can do is find your culprits. What are the activities that are wasting your time? What are the things that you are doing or partaking in that are not profitable? What are the things that we're doing or you're doing or whoever? I don't want to blame you. I'm just saying, what are the things that are sucking up your time? Is it scrolling on Instagram? Is it like getting lost in your emails? And if so, those things can be delegated, right? Is it just hanging out in the kitchen? Is it wasting time on the telephone, talking to people who like to talk about people instead of ideas? Like, whatever it is wasting your time. It's good to know your weaknesses so that you create an action plan or to avoid it. So when you find yourself going into that hole and that phone rings and you get that phone call and you don't really want the person to, like, not think that, you know, you don't want the person to think that you don't like them. It's not anything personal, but you're focusing on whatever it is you're doing, which is connected to your future. Just give yourself a time limit. Like, okay, I'm going to be on the phone with her for 30 minutes. And that's it. After that, she got to go. Okay? So, yeah. Find your culprits so that you can identify your culprits so that you can come up with a plan. So, when Pookie calls, as much as she like to be on the phone talking about what's going on with Cardi B and what's going on with Nicki Minaj and what's going on with this and that. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know what? I got to go. I ain't gonna be able to stay on the phone with you for 3 hours because I got things to do. Okay? So knowing your culprits, like, even though you not hungry, but you standing in front of the refrigerator with the refrigerator open and still eating, but you really need to be working on your book. Yeah. So whatever it is that you need to do, know your weaknesses and come up with a way to get around those weaknesses, right? Get some help. That's the next one. Get some help from somebody else. First pair of eyes, especially if you're doing something like working on your website or working on things for your business and you get frustrated and tired. It's not working for you. Your sales funnel is not working for you. Get some help. Get a fresh pair of eyes on what it is that you're doing so that you don't have to be overly stressed out about it, right? And so why am I talking about reclaiming your time? Why am I on here? Why am I making this video? The reason why I'm making this video is because I want to invite you to come and plan your vision for 2019. Now, I know we're already into 2019. You should pretty much have your vision. But this is probably for those who are just like procrastinators and, you know, just need a little bit of extra help getting their life. So, I'm here for that. I'm here for you. You don't have to feel behind. We can plan this thing out. So, yeah. I'm actually going to go. But hopefully there's something being said. I'm trying to keep my word and do these live videos every day for you guys. Just to, you know, boost engagement and let you know that, like, this is the face attached to this brand. I understand that I am not everybody's cup of tea, and that's perfectly fine. But I also understand that there's a market for people like me who have a certain particular set of skills that can help benefit others and make their lives easier and make it easier for them to run their businesses. So, you know, I hope if I'm not your cup of tea, I'm not offended. But I know there's a whole tribe of women out there waiting. Whole tribe of women and men waiting for the particular set of skills that I possess in order to help them go further in their business. And if that is you, then I'm all the way here for it. I'm all the way here for you. And I want to invite you to the vision planning session so that you can get your life. Oh, a little bit of housekeeping. Consultations are going up. I know it's like only a day's notice, but hey, if you listen to this or if you're watching this, and yeah, because right now it's kind of dirt cheap. But my whole model is changing for going into the next year. So if you want to book a consultation at my current rate, you might want to head over to the website and book it now before the prices go up. My prices are going up because, like, I understand that when people invest in something, they're more likely to follow through and they're more likely to do the work that's necessary in order to get to the next level that they're trying to get to. So with that being said, my prices are going up because, you know, I understand the value and work what I bring to the table, the transformation that can occur from working with me. And so I want to start attracting, you know, on my level. So I'm going to have to raise some prices. So if you are listening to this, hopefully it's not too late for you to go ahead over and get your consultation at the rate, the 2017 rate, because it is going up next year. So with that being said, I'm going to go. If you have any questions or concerns, if you have goals and you need accountability, you can DM me your goals and I'll just check up with you in the DM, not like over the phone, but I'll check in with you and DM you and hold you accountable for your goals, because that's what I'm here for. And so, yeah, thank you guys so much for kicking it with me on today. And that is how to reclaim your time. So let me go back over this again. So the first one is to show up earlier. Second one is to write it down. Write down what it is you need to do. The third one is to keep your word. Fourth is to turn off the internet. The fifth is to find your culprits. And the sixth is to get some help. The seventh is to sign up for my vision planning class so that you can get your life and be able to reclaim your time by having your things planned out in advance. So thank you guys so much for kicking it with me. I'm going to go downstairs. I had to like barricade myself into a secret disclosed location in my house so my son wouldn't be on fleek for this. So yeah. But anyway, thank you guys so much for kicking it with me. I appreciate you so much. If you have any questions, you can always email me at info@digitalmarketingmogul.net. And the website is www.digitalmarketingmogul.net. If you need a one-on-one marketing consultation, feel free to head over. I have a couple freebies on there to help you get your marketing life together. But yeah. So thank you guys so much and have a blessed night. See you later. What is good, people? This is Christina Elkins Thomas popping in for a live video. How are you ladies doing? I've been missing you guys. I've been doing most of my live videos on my Digital Marketing Mogul page. All right, for the entrepreneurs and those who are seeking to get their marketing life together. But I wanted to pop in. This is going to be a real quick video. What I'm going to do is I'll share the video that I did today and get you guys like an update as to what is going on with the live videos and with everything that I have going on. So